Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are getting ready to join me in the studio. They have not showed up yet. Running a little bit behind. I believe Bubble Boy picked him up a new ride on his way to the broadcast studio today. So he's running a little bit late, and that's fine. I mean, you got a new toy, so we'll give him a few minutes, and then he can join the rest of the party along with CJ, because they got to join me in the studio so I can rub in my trip to Egypt to them and everyone else today on the show, connected via the web. That would include Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, Barry the Bugger, and Brittany the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany's even. Here. How about that? Woo. So we got a full crew connected via the web.
She's wandering the country.
Yes. Brittany, come in. Talk to me. Where are you?
Hello. I am in Vermont.
You're in Vermont.
It's a balmy 47 degrees.
Wow. Right, glad I'm
but
not.
Her head is warm.
Her head is warm because she's wearing her watch cap that Barry Zibugger got everybody.
Scuba squad.
I got three of these on the floor right here, by the way. So, Bubble Boy.
I told you there were three.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Why don't you put one on your head?
No, it's nice and warm here today in Orlando. It's no 40-something. It's like 80-something. I don't need to wear my watch cap today. But CJ and Bubble Boy, Curly might need it to warm his noggin. And,
you don't want to wear it.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a little too warm, Barry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but
it's okay.
It looks diver-like. And
Barry has feelings?
No, I don't. I have no feelings.
Greg's embarrassed by us.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Why would you? Just because I didn't take you to Egypt? Is that what you're saying, Casey? Is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You never take us anywhere.
Well, that's pretty accurate.
We aren't even on the website.
I beg the pardon on that one.
What's that?
Casey, work.
I think Britt will back me up on that.
What? That I don't care about you guys? Come on, Brittany knows I care. She knows I have feelings.
No, that you may not take Casey nowhere, but you take me and Britt.
Well, that's true. Yes, I have taken them before. Well,
I believe Casey, personally, he took Britt, and you just happened to come along.
That could be a little bit.
They love
some
me.
Truth
yeah.
To that. All right. Well, look. Let's get into. What the show is
get
about
into
today.
Greg.
Yes, because it's about me being able to gloat to all my diving friends and everybody who did not get to go to the Red Sea with me last week, because that was an amazing adventure. Oh, my God.
Why is it called the Red Sea?
Because it is a sea, and if you stay out in the sun too long, you're going to turn red. I don't know, Barry. That's a good question, actually. Do you know, being the historian that you are?
You're the one that went there. You're supposed to have all the history behind you, ready to rock and roll.
I should have asked some of my new German friends there last week what the Red Sea thing was.
If we keep getting all the algae blooms over here on the West Coast, we'll soon be the Red Sea.
Well, that could be. But, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't know what it is. But I bet someone listening right now knows. Feel free to email us, info@scubaradio.com, and tell us why they call it the Red Sea.
Ancient knowledge.
Well, but I'll tell you. Just talking about it from a diving perspective of what they have to offer. Now I know, as I said last week, why the Red Sea is consistently rated as one of the top five dive destinations in the world. Unbelievable. And Explorer Ventures, what a great dive platform to go and experience that for the first time. I was on the largest live aboard vessel in the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures, the Grand Sea Explorer. Unbelievable vessel and platform to dive from, which, by the way, we call them live aboards here. They call them safari boats. So just a little tidbit there to share with you. So you don't sound
that's
like such a tourist.
Kind of a truer description of the live aboards.
I don't know if that's true.
Think? Why?
I mean, you live aboard them.
We went at Turks Caicos. We basically went on safari all through those islands.
Well, I guess
you take one, you go on safari through all those places.
Yeah. Well, all the folks from the UK, Germany, Switzerland, they all called it a safari boat, and I'm like, safari boat, and I said, interesting. Okay. So that's just the term they have for them. And
well, they call a vacation. They call a vacation a holiday.
True, they do. And so maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know. But safari boats, live aboards, whatever. Now you know what they're talking about. And trust me, that is the way to go. We weren't alone. I will tell you, I've never seen so many divers underwater on a dive site in my life than I saw in the Red Sea. It was a little intimidating at first. When you pull up to the dive site and you anchor up, or actually you kind of raft up next to all the other liveaboard boats. I mean, we come up to these little islands sticking up out of nowhere in the Red Sea, and there'd be like 15, 20 boats, almost as big as us. You know, these are no small vessels. I mean, it was like, what the heck is going on? But, you know, at first we were like, this is not going to go well, but, you know, they're used to it. That's just how they operate. And you get down underwater, didn't really matter. And you got down under there and you saw what, how they run things. And, it's similar to walking through like Yellowstone National Park and seeing a lot of other people, but there's still tons of stuff to see and space for you to get off by yourself. And your group kind of cruises along the wall because the reef and the wall are just gigantic. It's just massive amount of real estate that this area covers underwater. And very grand scape and that kind of thing. So plenty of stuff. And the fish and the critters didn't seem to be spooked or anything by all the divers either, which was, something I was a little concerned about.
And the place is nice, even with all the divers, they keep it nice, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say they have a little bit of a garbage problem, in Egypt. And I was warned about that. In the Red Sea, sometimes we'd see a little bit of garbage here and there, probably that stuff blown off a boat or something. But, after we went to Egypt, I'm not so sure. It could have just come from Egypt and gets into the water there, unfortunately. So hopefully they're doing some cleanups. I would imagine they are. I mean, Explorer Ventures is part of the Greenfin initiative of liveaboard boats. They were like the first liveaboard company, I believe, in the world to adopt this new platform on a world level to say, hey, we're going to operate in a way that is, positive for the environment, use, limited amounts of plastic and all that kind of stuff. The Red Sea Operators or Water Sports Association literally has just adopted a Green Fins initiative. And by the way, I think that came out of the United Nations for what it's worth too. So they're taking steps in the right direction to kind of, protect their resource as much as they can in that regard a little bit. But I got to say, whoa, when you get inland to Egypt and stuff, you definitely have to, they got some issues with garbage and stuff in the city, and obviously that stuff can eventually end up into the water, but it didn't affect the diving. I mean, I will say that was the surprising thing. When you pull up and you see all these boats and you see all these divers in the water, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this could really go horribly wrong. And it didn't. And the fish and the critters didn't seem to be affected at all. And
what did you see?
On one dive, a thresher shark, oceanic white tip, and a manta ray. One dive. Matter of fact, it was the second dive of the trip.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Unbelievable marine life encounters.
Greg.
Yeah, Jerry.
I still think you should be infested with 1,000 camel fleas in your loin.
Well, who's to say
I
wasn't?
Suck.
Because, we spent 2 days after the liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures in the Red Sea in Cairo, and I did get up on a camel. I got my picture taken on a camel in front of the pyramids. And, I might have picked up a flea or two. I don't know. It just
there are,
goes.
There are curses in there.
Well, I hope he did.
Yeah. Well, thank
and
you.
I hope he gets to crack your butt.
Well, that's not really appropriate. But I marked it off the list.
There.
And you know, you weren't there, so you can suck it. That's all I got to say. So, Brittany, go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Why is it called the Red Sea?
Okay. Well, we don't know. I'm just right. thinking. Well, do you know? Answer. Oh, you have the answer. Of course you do, the Aqua Gypsy. You do this.
Smart.
So. Why is it? What is it?
Okay. Actually, Casey the Tobacco Nut was not that far off.
Okay.
Congratulations. Well.
It's some kind of algae thing?
Don't tell him that because he'll get the big head.
So what is it, Brittany? Answer.
It's an algae bloom. And it turns the bluish green water into a reddish brown.
Okay. So does Barry's Boaters or Buggers board shorts sometimes after an extended lunch buffet of Tex-Mex. But that's a whole different issue. More coming up on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Why, Dr. Jones, whatever are you doing in such a place?
Why don't you come on down here? I'll show you.
Hi, this is Amr. I'm the ops manager for Grand Sea Explorer with Explorer Ventures on the Red Sea.
Walk like an Egyptian.
You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here is my close personal friend, Greg the Dive Master. For the Arabic listeners, المستمعين اللي بيفهموا عربي هو راجل اهم بس الشو جامد جدا وفي انفورميشن كتير فاسمعوه.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Yeah, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Somebody told me that had something about me and goats that he did not translate properly, but I'm not sure what that's all about. CJ just showed up, by the way. How you doing there, buddy?
What's up, man?
Yeah. So, yes, Barry, what?
Greggy, I am so glad you are not dead.
Well, okay, thank you. Just for the record,
Kelly sounds terrible.
Yeah, that is true. Age catching up.
No, that was from the same movie.
Remember, he says,
"Oh, from Indiana Jones." Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, let me just say, Amr and the folks that we met from Egypt were super nice there in the Red Sea, super friendly, very happy to see us. When I say us, there were four of us, Dr. Doug and his wife, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, and myself. We had a four.
They were happier when you left.
Yeah, right. No, it's Team America. But everybody we met from Egypt was super, super gracious and very nice, very happy to meet us. And all this stuff about, you know, they don't like us or anything like that. I mean, we didn't encounter anything even remotely close to that. They all loved us. They loved hanging with us. And they were very interested in what America is like and what it's like to live there. And, you know, we just had a great exchange, great cultural exchange. It was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome trip. You should have been there, CJ.
Yeah, I couldn't swing that one.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy I made it to Grenada.
Well, okay. You have that to fall back on.
But Jerry, you know, someday.
Brittany have Dominica to fall back on, but none of you were in the Red Sea like me, so once again, you can suck it.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Ah. Now, I will say, you know, when I got back, oh, by the way, I see Eric Douglas is with us. Eric, how are you, buddy? I just see you popped up in there, connected via the web. Welcome to the big show today.
Thanks, Jerry. Always a pleasure to listen to the banter.
Well, thank you. He's part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today.
And we're inane as it may be.
Talk about some of his latest novel releases here in just a bit. But I gotta get something out. I can't believe we didn't talk about it at the beginning of the show. But I kind of wanted to wait for CJ here.
Sorry I'm late. Bubble Boy just bought a sweet new truck.
Yes, that's what I hear.
So we're going to be able to throw some gear in the back and go diving.
All right. So we'll hear from him in just a little
He's
bit.
He's on the way. He's coming.
Okay, fair enough. But, you know, I got back from the Red Sea, still suffering from jet lag, but I got news that the DEMA Diving Champion Award winner for 2019 is, lo and behold, Scuba Radio. We won.
Yes.
How about that?
Hey, it's Woo! Us.
Yeah.
We are so good.
Well, you know, I am shocked and I'm humbled. It kind of caught me off guard. I didn't have anything prepared to say other than, you know, thank you. And we're going to get this award in a couple of weeks at the DEMA show. But, you know, I had nothing prepared.
Wait.
What?
You had nothing to say.
No, I had nothing to say at all.
That's a perfect.
Of the world for 2019. Congratulations.
The first and last time you'll be able to play that if you play it at all.
Why do you say that, Barry? We're going to play
it. I wouldn't rub it
multiple times. I mean, that's just what we do. Come on.
Yeah.
How often does this happen? Let's be real.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, we had nothing planned.
No.
You know, for the big announcement that we actually won the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award for the DEMA show. It is shocking. In all honesty, but it feels good.
So does that mean we all get to go to the Red Sea next year?
Sure. On Casey's credit card, absolutely.
All you have to cover is airfare, hotel, dining, and diving.
Yep, that's it. All in a little food. Did you throw in food in there?
Food,
yeah, you got to pay for your own food.
And a camel ride.
Yep, they'll charge you for that. Even just to get a picture of a camel.
Okay, Barry, but you have to ride without a saddle.
That's okay.
Hmm. All right.
My booty's pretty strong.
Okay. That was more information we
Barry
needed.
Barry professing his strong gluteus.
Maximus. Okay. Well, there you go. We won. We did win something. That was pretty awesome. And you know, we kid. But actually, it was a very nice surprise that Scuba Radio was nominated in the first place for the Diving Community Champion Award. The fact that we've won it. It's shocking to
Diving
me.
Community Champion.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that we are a champion for, you know, diving, the dive industry, sharing the love of diving, pretty much what this show has been built on.
Promoting diving.
Yep, exactly.
It only took you, what, 22 years?
Yeah, on a local, national, and international level. And, you know, I will tell you, when we were in the Red Sea last week and we were the only Americans on the boat, the one thing that was really nice, too, is that all the other divers that we hung with, and once they found out, like, hey, you're Greg from Scuba Radio, oh, my God, that's a great thing. We love this. And they really dug being on the show. If you listened to it, go check it out. If you didn't catch it, they are just as enthusiastic as any diver I've met in the U.S. I mean, and we have that common bond, that connection of diving that brings us all together. I'm telling you, we'd have no wars if everybody just go diving. Because then you go underwater, you wouldn't be able to hear the other person bitch all the time. And everybody would get along way, way better. Just like we did on this dive boat last week. It was a truly, you know, international group of divers. And everybody
all right,
had awesome.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're mad because you weren't there. But trust me, it is a
go ahead and tell him, Greg. Suck it.
Yep. Oh, I think I did. I think I did it in...
Play it again,
I did
Greg.
It in
Play
song.
It again.
What? You want to hear it again? No, we can't do
Someone
that.
Someone hear
can
it
we?
Again.
What? Really? You want to hear it again? Honestly?
Yes.
Do it.
I don't know if I can do that again. That would, you know. You,
do it. You can do it.
Really?
You can do it.
I don't
Greg,
know.
Greg, here's the real question.
Yes, tell
Are
me, Brittany.
Are you going to be playing this song during your acceptance speech?
Hell yeah. And I'm going to need you guys to help me out with that, too. Here, practice. Go ahead. Everybody, sing along with it this time, all right? Go ahead, Brittany.
We are the champions.
Okay, no, don't sing.
In time.
Just put your fist in the air at the same time. Lip sync, that's it. Facebook Live, we're sorry.
We are the champions.
All right, that's enough of that.
We are the champions.
Okay, I apologize. Didn't I, Arnie? I think I did.
How dare you interrupt me?
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, the host of the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award-winning show. And you are welcome.
Suck, Casey.
Or we apologize.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, now we are award-winning.
That's
the
right.
Award-winning Scuba
She's been
radio.
Bringing me syrup for 2 years now.
Who? Who, what? Jerry?
Hey, we're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, quit it. Who's bringing
listen,
who?
Listen, Jerry, listen.
There's no love. She does not love me.
Why doesn't she love you, Jerry?
She loves that dog better than she does.
Can he even hear me? Is he
Jesus
even listening
God,
to me?
God, Jerry.
He's not.
I have no idea. He is apparently on his own.
Yeah, okay. Let's just turn them the guy. Jerry, I've had enough of you.
Jerry's doing his own show.
Yeah. He just decided, you know what? I'm going to talk to Brittany while they do the radio show. I mean, they're award-winning anyway, so why, you know, why bother?
Yeah.
You know, that's what he's thinking. But we are, by the way, on Facebook Live today, too. And I believe we did apologize for that, didn't we, CJ?
No, you don't have to apologize for that.
No, I think we did. After we just played that song and everything, I think we
you
do.
You should say you're welcome.
For
the awesome entertainment.
For the abuse for the that awesome we put our listeners through. Is that what you call that?
That was not an easy song to sing.
Well, that is true. And that was CJ. We should give you props. He busted a nodule on his vocal cords.
No, I was all right. I waited till the end of the day.
Okay. All right.
That was, I think that was like take
107. Yeah. And then we had to auto-tune.
Oh, God, yes. I can't sing with the crap, but Greg makes me do this stuff.
Yeah. Well, Brittany doesn't think we're going to play that at the DEMA show, but Brittany, I'm telling
she'll see.
We will. And we're going to need the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to represent. Because
so
we got a
I think the,
whole
the Women's
thing.
Divers Hall of Fame is just going to be so pleased to hear this.
Why is that?
At the suck it part. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you don't. Well, I mean, that's just, you know, it's not
you
just.
Kind of contradicts the whole award, you know.
But that's nothing
you
to know, do
you
with
You got to suck on the snorkel.
Are
that's
you saying
what I'm talking
we've
about.
Tarnished our chances for next year?
We've been doing that for 22 years. Why would, you know, I don't know.
Ah,
suck on a snorkel. That's what it means, right? I don't know. More coming up. Yeah. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We have champions from every continent, so please, everyone, turn in time.
My friends,
let's be friends.
And we'll keep on diving till the end.
I know we can do great things together.
We are the champions. We are the champions. Suck it, you losers. Cause we are the champions
of the world. That's why I didn't sing it. Sorry. That was CJ. Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I did any better.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Just so we're clear, that
the
suck
best
it,
support suck it team the in the world.
Yes, I agree.
Is Jerry back with us now, or is he still off on in his own thing?
We don't know where Jerry went.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. He's here. I heard
him. Me and my beer and my spring water.
Okay.
Yeah, he's swimming in some spring water right now.
Yeah, I would. He's drowning in it. He's, yeah.
Brittany, are you wearing your hat?
Of course, she's representing. Brittany is a proud Scuba Radio Scuba Squad member as an Aqua Gypsy.
A better question is, why aren't you wearing your hat?
Well, yeah. Come on, CJ. Here you go.
That hat doesn't look good on me.
No, try it. There you go.
No. He's not. He's
holding it.
Around.
It's up on Facebook Live now. All right, so
on the floor. Yeah.
Just so we're clear, now Brittany did bring up something that I want to kind of dive into a little deeper, and she said, you know, the line in the song about "suck it, losers," which is about, you know, suck on a snorkel, losers.
That's equal opportunity. That's everybody to suck it.
Yeah, everybody can suck on a snorkel.
Well,
we're not discriminating.
No,
right?
You're supposed to. Well, at DEMA, we be blowing on snorkel.
Losers encapsulates all.
Yeah,
except us.
Right.
Encapsulates?
I mean, it does. It's like you guys didn't get to go to the Red Sea with me, so therefore you are all losers, and, you know, I'm not. I mean, that's kind of what we're kind of reiterating in the song.
Except for that curse that's following you around.
Yeah, whatever. You're just mad.
You got cursed by a mummy?
You didn't mess with the underwater mummy's tomb, did you?
No, of course. Just quiet about that.
Doesn't he look a little older?
Don't put your mummy voodoo on me. Just stop.
Like he's aging quicker now.
But let's talk about something else that kind of, you know, is connected.
His head's bigger.
Shut up. That Brittany, you know, would be the proper representative from the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to address, and that is
we're not worthy.
Yeah, of course you're not. That's a given. But the other news story that kind of popped up on my timeline on Facebook, on the Scuba Radio Facebook this week, was a story about Rachel Cushman, who is Miss Scuba Queen USA. And I saw this article. She's going to compete for Miss Scuba International, but she's our USA diving representative for this pageant that's been going on a few years.
And how have I not heard about this?
Well, you know, it's a thing in Malaysia. That's where they do the competition. And I've met the ladies from the last couple years at the scuba show in Long Beach. One was Brittany Novak, I believe. Does that sound right, Brittany? Yeah, it's a different Brittany.
Brittany Novak.
But she was a representative last year. And the new one is Rachel Cushman. And she had put up a picture on Facebook, said, "Hey, I'm going to compete for Miss Scuba International. Please support my efforts, you know, to pay for some travel expenses." She's, you know, sponsoring like a GoFundMe page or something like that. And there was a picture of her in a dive skin that was slightly unzipped at the top. I mean, you know, a little cleavage showing, nothing, you know, outrageous. But
where is
Rachel,
this?
It's on Facebook, Barry. Jeez. Oh, shoot. Yeah, you were banned years ago. Just stop. But oh. No. The thing is, the picture is her on a rock in a dive skin, and some comments were posted basically saying, "Hey, this is bad representation of women divers. I thought we were above this, and this is cheesy, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "What? I didn't get it." And I called up Brittany. I said, "Brittany, are you offended by this? Is this a thing?" Because I didn't get it at all. I mean, I've met Rachel. I met them at the Long Beach show. They're super nice thing. There were comments like, "Oh, these are bimbos. They don't know anything about diving." Nothing could be further from the truth. She's a rescue diver. She has plenty of diving skills. That is not it.
Okay.
You're looking, get off the porn sites. It's not
on
a porn site.
I typed in Miss Scuba 2019.
Oh, well, that's the winner of Miss Scuba International. She's Miss Scuba Queen USA.
Oh, this
going
is,
to compete for Miss Scuba International.
I'm seeing Miss Scuba Philippines.
Well, yeah, I mean,
believe according to the politically correct, anytime a woman may be attractive, we're supposed to look the other way and apologize.
Well, we do. I mean, don't we?
Well, I'm out.
Yep.
Well, no, okay. I completely agree.
Like, okay.
If this were a drop dead gorgeous male, you know, ripped body, 8-pack,
Brittany, don't talk about
it. No such thing as a diver like that.
I'll tell you what, I hate it when they all look at me like that, for sure.
It's like a piece of meat.
I'm just a piece of meat.
You're not a piece of meat, Greg. You're a piece of fish.
Okay. Well, that's technically.
You are my chow.
All right.
You are my chow.
Covered in blood and stinky.
Okay. So, yeah, what do you say, Brittany?
Look like afterbirth.
Let Brittany speak.
If this was a male, we wouldn't be talking about this.
True.
We really wouldn't. And in all honesty, I think that, you know, all I care about when I go diving is if the divers around me are not going to put me in danger or interrupt my diving in my time if I'm going out there.
Right.
And really, if they can dive, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares what they look like? If they want to wear a bikini, they want to wear a dive skin, they want to wear full wetsuit or nothing at all.
I'm sorry. Fat guys like me in a G-string, not acceptable.
You just drove off the road, Greg.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But you know, to each his own. I mean, I did think it was way over the top. I mean, you know, she got a little bit, you know, I don't know, what is that, flaming online when they start posting stuff? And you know, the thing that really got me is I knew Rachel, or I had met her. I'd say we're acquaintances because I met her at the Long Beach show in May of this year. And a nice girl, nice, awesome lady, and once again, avid diver. And, you know, the fact that she's pretty and she has a nice bod on her and she wants to show it off a little, God bless her. I mean, I have nothing. I obviously don't mind it. I'd rather see that than Casey in a thong. I'll tell you that much for sure.
Now you hurt my feelings.
No, exactly. But why would we detract anyone from joining the sport? And you know what that
does? Amen, sister.
When you tell somebody that, you know, they look too good or they shouldn't dress like this or they shouldn't dress like that, that just makes the sport look like completely unattainable to get into.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, they're so good. This is way too difficult to get into when it's really not.
Yeah.
Diving is one of the most easiest things I've ever done in my entire life. So it just makes it seem like it's
well,
so
wait, don't tell anybody.
It's not a beauty. It's not a beauty pageant. It's everyone
clearly
just enjoy diving.
What do you mean it's not a beauty pageant? It can be. If they want to make it that, God bless them. Let them go.
If they want to make it that, that's fine. You know, but I mean, don't get your feathers all ruffled up just because someone wears either a little bodysuit or not a bodysuit.
Right. I agree.
Your own. Well, Greg, nobody gets mad at me over my mankini.
Okay.
Barry.
So says you.
Barry, did anyone give Aquaman crap?
Yeah, exactly. Not Barry. He didn't give him any crap. I think he gave him nothing but accolades.
He could swim underwater without a tank. That's pretty cool.
Okay, right. And that skin-tight outfit he wears, probably not too bad either, huh, Barry?
Wasn't looking at that.
No, okay.
He can swim underwater without a tank. He swims faster than we do.
Yeah.
You know, he can catch lobsters faster than we can.
Oh, says you. How do you
know? He has a good sense of direction.
I don't think he can catch lobsters, Barry. They're his friends.
They're his friends?
That's right. It'd be like eating
a
cousin.
But guess what he does wear?
What do you mean?
He wears a Shearwater.
He wears a Shearwater dive computer. He does.
Yep.
In that movie. Yeah. They have him.
There is
he does.
Why would he have a dive computer?
Well, it wasn't him.
Don't the bad guys have that?
The bad guys.
The Manta.
Were
Black Manta.
The Black Manta guy.
He had all
Let's
the
not bring
equipment.
Race into it.
Okay. Enough out of you.
I misunderstand.
All right.
So
well,
do we have to do something for this award, Greg? Do we have to sign up or take a photo? Or?
Yeah, you're talking about the Dive Champion Award, not the Miss Scuba.
Yes, the Dive because Champion if you're gonna, Award that we won.
Well I was going to say, I'm well, starting Greg to wonder won. if Casey wants to get in on the Miss Scuba International competition.
Mr. Scuba.
Or Jerry and his mankini. You talk about derailing the competition on that level.
Whoa.
You stop it dead in its tracks. But anyway,
show. There is
a presentation Thursday morning of the DEMA show that we have to go and accept the award, which kind of conflicts with opening the show floor.
Greg, I think they need to come out on the show floor and give it to us while we're opening the
Well, maybe that might happen. That in a whole, song thing and a chorus, who knows?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, the host of the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award winners. We got the song to prove it. Here you go.
We are dive champions, my friends.
I don't think we can play this long enough.
And we'll keep on diving.
We are the champions, sucking you losers.
On a snorkel.
We are the champions.
This is an amazing day for us to be recognized that way. I am Greg the Dive Master, and the Dive God is on with us via FaceTime. What do you think about that, Neil? What a shocker, huh?
Well, well, not really, pal, but I just want to forewarn you to bring a pile of money to DEMA.
Yeah.
To buy drinks of all the people that I bribed to vote for it.
Exactly. I have no doubt that was the case.
At least 200, you're going to have your own bar set up.
Yeah, well, you know what? We might have to do something there. Or set something up at the Bahamas Junkanoo party and just turn it into a whole thing there at the DEMA
show. Now I know why Greg wants me there. I'm going to work.
Yes, you're going to pay for all the booze, Barry. That is going to be your
thanks,
your
Barry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy just showed up, too.
Heck yeah, I'm always here.
He's got a new ride. We'll have to talk about that in a bit. But the Dive God, yes. Thanks for your vote. Thanks for your support after all these years.
You're certainly welcome.
In all honesty, to be recognized at the DEMA show this year is going to be quite a treat. And, you know, I don't know if we got to give any speeches or anything, but I can guarantee you that if we do, I'll be throwing out a little thank you to Mr. Watson for his support over the years.
Hey, this is exciting DEMA for me. You're getting your award.
Yeah.
I nominated Captain Slate for the Reaching Out Award.
That's right.
The Hall of Fame, Diver Hall of Fame, which is a big, big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a great whoop-de-doo on Friday night.
Yep.
So, I'm excited. It's going to be a great DEMA this year.
Good times for sure. Now, what have you been up to, though, Neil? Are you just kind of hunkered down getting ready for the DEMA show here in a couple weeks or what?
Getting ready for the DEMA show and making sure that I don't go east to Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, because the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show is this weekend.
That's right.
And there's a small group of roughly 120,000 people on the beach. So
they're hanging out.
I love boats, but I don't like crowds. So.
Yeah, well, you know, Vinny Two Tanks is out there today. He's representing for his company working out there at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. But, yeah, major boating event going on in South Florida today. But, once again, 2 weeks, we got the biggest dive event in the world happening right here in Orlando in our backyard. And I'm definitely looking forward to catching up with some good friends. And accolades to Captain Slate. We'll talk to him in a couple weeks as he gets the Reaching Out Award, as well as Zig and his wife are getting that award as well. So we, you know, it's kind of nice. Everybody, you know, the Reaching Out Awards, we know all the recipients quite well, and it's about time they've been recognized. Captain Slate, you know, famous for feeding fish with his face, and among other things.
Literally.
Yeah. And so it's a great thing. It'll be such a great party and a good time. And we're going to be doing some great stuff with the Bahamas. I know they're actually giving away a boat at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show to fund, relief efforts from Dorian.
Dorian, exactly.
By the way.
The Minister of Tourism was there yesterday and on the local news and encouraging everybody to support the Bahamas.
As they should.
To come to the Bahamas to the 95% that wasn't affected,
mm-hmm.
so that we can fund repairing the devastated areas.
Yes. And of course, at the DEMA show, have we heard? I got an email while I was in the Red Sea last week, Neil, that Brendel was going to come. Do we know if he's coming out to the DEMA show in a couple weeks?
The last I heard, he is.
Okay.
And working out of the Bahamas ministry booth. I certainly encourage him. He needs to be there to update everybody on his progress.
Mm-hmm.
He fared quite well considering the
devastation surrounding him there at Green Turtle Key. Yeah. Yeah. So we hope to see Brendel there. But, of course, everybody will be asking a lot of questions about, you know, some of the affected areas. But as you alluded to earlier, the best thing you can do to support the Bahamas is just book a trip. Just go. And that money, one way or another, will funnel down to the areas in need. Because most of the areas were not affected in the Bahamas by Hurricane Dorian. It's very limited damage, but those places do need some help, and that's the way you can help. That's the easiest and most effective and most entertaining way to help and also help yourself, because you'll be having
I think the award-winning Scuba Radio should do a show from the Bahamas.
Well, you know what? We will talk about that at the DEMA show for sure. We'll be setting up our plan for 2020, and that absolutely would include some adventures over in the Bahamas. So
we're doing a little something new with Scuba Radio this year in the Bahamas Isle. We passed on the rum punch this year, and and it's going to be click a clock somewhere party.
There you go.
We're going to have draft beer available for all comers.
That sounds so. That is, I didn't know that they you worked out something with Click, or you're just going to go to the store and get some.
It's going to be brand will be based on availability,
right?
But it's Diver's favorite beer, cold and free.
There you go. That's the way we like it for sure. See, the Dive God knows this. He's been doing it too long, in a good way. We thank him for his support. And look forward to catching up with him in a couple weeks. NeilWatson.com. Check it out and go visit him and his operation, and his son's operation there in Bimini. All right, hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.